At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The madness is here, and VSiN experts are ready to take you through every first-round matchup. This is Betting the Bracket on VSiN, the sports betting network.
We are off and running. It is Betting the Bracket here on VSiN. All 68 teams are nestled in. They know where they're headed. The madness starts on Tuesday night in Dayton, Ohio. Lines are trickling out, and to break it down for the next 2 hours, we've got a crew of Matt Eumanns, Adam Burke, and to join us off the top, we just saw him on television, Mr. Derek Stevens, owner and CEO of Circa and Circa Sports. Guys, the bracket is here. We've got 68 teams ready to go. There's going to be a regional in Las Vegas, and there could be Kansas, UCLA, Gonzaga, all here in Sin City within 2 weeks. It is quite the bracket. So we got a lot to get to. Derek, I'll start with you with the million-dollar question. People want to know, how soon will that board be lit up? It's now, I'm looking behind us. You have the setup of the bracket. How soon do you think lines will be percolating from the brilliant minds in your risk room?
I think we're certainly going to see something within the next hour, but frankly, we might see them any minute here. I think it's going to populate very, very quickly here. We're going to post numbers prior to totals, so it should happen. It should happen momentarily. It definitely happened during your show.
Yeah, no, looking forward to that. There are some spots fluctuating out. We'll just kind of go down the line. 12 fives are always interesting. You know, the question will all be asked, who's this year's St. Mary's, as they made the magical run to the Sweet 16 last year, the Elite Eight last year. Matt, your initial kind of impression, are four number one seeds, for those of you jumping in your car, Alabama in the South, Purdue in the East, Houston in the Midwest, and Kansas in the West. The West, of course, will end here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I think that's the right four number ones. Now, I think UCLA would have been a number one had it not lost Jalen Clark to an injury and lost the Pac-12 tournament championship game. UCLA was going to be my pick to win the tournament. I got to reconsider that whole thing, Tim. Just a couple general thoughts about the bracket. I really am looking forward to the UConn and Iona game. Rick Pitino's last run here as Gale's coach before he takes the St. John's job.
That is the 4-13 game. Yep. When people bring up games, I'm just going to be the moderator. 4-13 in the West region, UConn and Iona, and that game will be taking place in Albany, New York.
We're going to break down all the games. I'll just say, I cannot believe Rutgers did not make the field and Nevada did.
Yeah, that was a bit surprising, Adam.
Well, I'm going to rant about what I was ranting about as we start. You and I were watching the bracket selection show here at Circa Sportsbook, and the first game that came out in that 5-12 was San Diego State and Charleston. San Diego State is badly underseeded as a 5, and Charleston, of course, a dangerous team that had a really good regular season. One of those two teams will be gone in that first game, and the committee is kind of notorious for doing this, putting the dangerous mid-majors against each other, and they did it here, and it's as frustrating as can be. If you remember last year, I mean, they had Gonzaga play Memphis in that second round game. Hell of a ball game. Really, really good game. Gonzaga survived, but that was a tough draw for the Bulldogs. It seemed kind of unfair given how good they were. This happens year in and year out, and unfortunately, I think San Diego State is the team that gets a tough draw with Charleston. I think you and I both liked the Aztecs in that game. But then, of course, you know, playing Virginia in that 4-13 game in that South region.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see. The Paladins, baby. Let's not overlook that. Furman there in the 4-13 game of the South region. Your 5-12 matchups, Derek. Everyone's always excited about the 5-12 matchups. I got to imagine, as someone who books this type of action, the 12 seeds on the money line are always probably a very popular bet by folks that infiltrate into Vegas.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you see a lot of people that take the 12s, and you know they basically build a portfolio. You take four of them, you know, on the money line. That's been a pretty popular play over the years, and it's been a pretty profitable play over the years. What we've seen, though, and I think we're going to see it again when you look at some of the seeds. There's going to be some teams that are you know with the higher seeding that are going to be the favorites. I say higher, lower seeding, yeah. but will be favorites in this, as we've seen in years past as well. But there certainly looked like a couple out there. I was sitting with Mike Palm when they were coming up, like, whoa, I think we have an 11 that's going to be a pretty good size favorite. We saw a couple that we think are going to be flipped like that.
Yeah, and we'll see how the play-in games all unfold. Your 5-12 matchups right now, San Diego State, Charleston, as Adam alluded to, in the South region, Duke against Oral Roberts, your ACC champ. Against Oral Roberts, who was phenomenal in the Summit League, went undefeated there, a team that made the Sweet 16 as a 15 seed just 2 years ago. Max Asemus still on that roster. In the Midwest region, Miami against Drake, a game that I think will be fascinating there. I think that'll be the shortest line. I think it is already at most books of the three or of the 4-5-12 matchups, and then St. Mary's and VCU. You mentioned, Derek, the likelihood of us seeing some higher seeded teams as the underdog or as the favorite. Utah State, Matt, is a slight favorite at some shops against Missouri. That's the 10-7 matchup in the South region.
Yeah, and I disagree with that, actually, because I think the Mountain West is being overrated by a lot of people. I understand what Adam's saying about San Diego State. That team's legit. They won the Aztecs, won the conference, and won the conference tournament. The Mountain West has lost 8 straight NCAA tournament games, 10 of the last 11. Utah State's a top 10 three-point shooting percentage team in college basketball. But I still think Kobe Brown, one of the top players in the SEC, I would make Missouri a slight favorite. Actually, when I look at my numbers, I've got Missouri 2 points better than Utah State.
Adam, when you look at some of these 5-12 matchups, Duke Oral Roberts was one that really intrigues me. Some shops you're starting to see Duke backing, and Derek, I want to get to you in just a second on this game, because Duke was a team that, you know, was flirting. Were they going to be an 8 seed? Were they going to be a 7 seed? Here they get hot. They ultimately land on the 5 line. They win the ACC tournament. They beat 3 NCAA tournament teams on their way to winning that ACC tournament, beating Pitt, beating Miami, and then beating UVA. So Duke, early action, at least at some shops, they're getting backing up as high as 7. But this is an Oral Roberts team that is incredibly dangerous.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, do you look at recent form for these teams, or do you look at the full body of work? Because Duke has figured some things out, especially, you know, as Jeremy Roach has gotten healthier as the season's gone along. But this is a team that clearly had issues in the middle of the year. So you look at them and you say, okay, do I more heavily weigh what they've done recently, or do I look at that full body of work? And for Oral Roberts, I mean, their body of work is very, very strong, albeit in a weaker conference. So, yeah, I think that's definitely an interesting game, to say the least. And, you know, for the other 5-12 game, I think it's pretty interesting here is St. Mary's and VCU, where you got a St. Mary's team that takes really, really good care of the basketball. They always have. They're very well coached under Randy Bennett. VCU, the biggest thing for them is forcing turnovers, and they don't take care of the basketball well. I think that's actually a pretty good matchup for St. Mary's, all things considered, with the 5-12s that we usually get.
And Derek, I think as I look, and I'll get confirmation here, I believe you guys have posted the first four numbers here, which we'll hand out in just a moment, those Tuesday and Wednesday night games. But, you know, curious, once again, as things go on, you know, each tournament is created differently. But you look at the likes of a team like Duke, who usually the public wants to back, but then you've kind of got this chic, sexy team in Oral Roberts, who's made a run before. You know how people are when they get here to town. They want to fire on the underdog. So I'm fascinated. I bet you right now, if I had to guess, guys, that will be one of the primetime CBS games, either Thursday or Friday night. And we'll get the times for you, hopefully, as the show goes on. But, you know, looking at that matchup, we've got a blue blood in Duke, who's gotten hot, but then you've got this Cinderella type of team that hasn't lost, I believe, in this calendar year, or they lost one game to New Mexico, right? Like early January. But this team, so I'm curious how that action will be on that game.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to see a lot of action in that game. You know, I know you're going to get to these first four.
Yeah.
I really like the way the first four played out. I was very excited to see how these things played out, because effectively, I mean, these games on Wednesday are going to be a couple of the most bet games of the tournament, just because everybody's coming into town and they're going to be hammering the two games on Wednesday. It might be a little bit, maybe that's a bit more Vegas localized than it is around the country. But the Wednesday night games, and I still don't know which two are Wednesday and which two are Tuesday, but these two Wednesday night are real critical for Vegas.
Yeah, and once again, if you're wondering, the first four, once again, we'll get into all the dates and times. Your 16 seeds, Texas A&M Corpus Christi against Southeast Missouri State. Circa has Texas A&M Corpus Christi as a three-point favorite with a total of 150. And Texas Southern Fairleigh Dickinson, the Texas Southern Jaguar or Tigers, -1.5. They are 14-19, ladies and gentlemen, and they are a favorite against Fairleigh Dickinson coming out of the NEC. The bizarre situation of Fairleigh Dickinson lost the NEC championship game to Merrimack. Merrimack not eligible to make the NCAA tournament. Your 11 seeds, Mississippi State against Pittsburgh and Arizona State against Nevada. So yeah, that I would imagine, Derek, that late night Wednesday game, whatever it may be, either Mississippi State, Pittsburgh, or Arizona State, Nevada, will probably be a very heavily bet game, starting at what, like 6:30 Pacific time?
Yeah, it would be right about that time. What, the first game is what, 3:45
our
time?
Somewhere in that ballpark, yeah.
So 6:30 Dayton time, and then after that. But yeah, I think that late game. I think the first game on Wednesday isn't that going to be the Howard game?
Howard is going to play Kansas, so they avoid the Dayton situation. So we're still efforting all the dates and times of all of these games. But yeah, Texas Southern Fairleigh Dickinson, Texas A&M Corpus Christi, Southeast Missouri State. Those will be your early games on Tuesday and Wednesday. So a lot to get to. Derek Stevens, owner and CEO of Circa and Circa Sports. Adam Burke, Matt Humans, Tim Murray with you. It is Betting the Bracket. We will get you all the numbers you need to know. Break it all down for the next 2 hours right here on VSiN. So stick with us. It is Betting the Bracket. March Madness is here.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant
Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Betting the Bracket on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Live from the Circa Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas, the bracket is set. 68 teams with hopes of winning a national championship. I mean, I don't know if Texas A&M Corpus Christi thinks they're going to win a national championship, but hey.
I think about half those teams just hope to win a game, okay?
Hey, you know, I'm a dreamer, Matt. I'm a dreamer, all right? One of these days. Matt Eumanns, the one laughing to my left, Adam Burke, and the owner and CEO of Circa and Circa Sports, Derek Stevens, in studio with us here as we are working our way through the bracket and looking behind us. In the Circa Sportsbook, we're starting to see the lines come out. As I look over, Virginia laying 6 against Furman has popped up there on the big board behind us, as we have for those of you watching with us. That is going to be an interesting one in the South region, the 4 versus 13. Also, San Diego State opening as a 4-point favorite against College of Charleston here at Circa Sportsbook. That is the 5-12 showdown in the South region. The four play-in games are all set. Texas A&M Corpus Christi, a 3-point favorite with a total of 152.5 against Southeast Missouri State. Texas Southern, a 2.5-point favorite now, so it looks like action came in on Texas Southern out of the chute here against Fairleigh Dickinson. Mississippi State, a 1.5-point favorite over Pittsburgh. That'll be the nightcap, I believe, on Tuesday night in Dayton, Ohio. And then Arizona State is a 1-point favorite over Nevada. The winner of that game will play TCU in the West region. Derek, before we kind of continue to work our way through the bracket here, you mentioned during the break there are going to be, I'm sure, a handful of teams as we move on through that you, the house, will be cheering against. But as of right now, what are the four teams that you would very much not like to see in Houston?
Yeah, Circa's long to Houston, Miami of Florida, Long to St. Mary's. And the fourth is UCLA. So those are the four teams where at this point in the action, Circa is not looking forward to them moving along. Well, just where we are. I'm sure it's a little different in every book, but that's how we stand going into the tournament.
Matt, I'll go to you first. So UCLA is the 2 seed in the West region. They are on a collision course to face Gonzaga here in Las Vegas. If they both make it to the Sweet 16, that'll be a Thursday night game here in Las Vegas. They open up against UNC Asheville. Looks like some shops have them up around a 20-point favorite, 19.5 or so. You mentioned at the start, but going back to your thought on UCLA, just based off of their health, do you think this team has the goods right now to make the run to the championship?
Well, I think UCLA is good enough to reach the Final Four. If you look at that bracket, Kansas is a vulnerable 1 seed. We just saw the Jayhawks get blown out by Texas in the Big 12 championship game. We've seen Texas blow out Kansas twice in the last 2 weeks. So, yeah, the Jalen Clark injury, for those who don't know, he's an elite defensive player, 6'5 guard, maybe the best defensive player in college basketball. He's also one of UCLA's top 3 scorers. You take him out of the lineup, Mick Cronin did not have a deep team anyway. He was only playing 6 guys significant minutes. So that was – Bruins were going to be my pick to win this whole thing. I've got futures tickets on them at some good prices, and I was very confident in UCLA. I've got to rethink it now. I'm not going to commit to a pick to win it before I go through the bracket tonight, but UCLA definitely not as strong as it was a week ago, Tim. And Clark suffered that injury in the regular season finale against Arizona, and I saw the clip of him walking on crutches. I said, oh, no.
Derek had a different reaction.
You know, what's this going to do to UCLA? Well, Derek doesn't have to sweat St. Mary's in Miami, okay? He's only got to worry about Houston and UCLA.
Let's get to Houston, Adam, with you. Houston is the 1 seed in the Midwest region that runs through Kansas City. They open up against Northern Kentucky, the Horizon League champ. And assuming they don't pull a UVA against UMBC, they'll face the winner of Iowa and Auburn. What do you make of Houston's initial draw?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Houston is, you know, we kind of talked about this a little bit as the bracket was coming out. I mean, they've been a metrics darling all year long. I mean, they've been number one, number two, according to Bart Torvik, Ken Pomeroy. Even though they play in a fairly weak American Athletic Conference, they've just been so dominant. And that's all you can ask a team to do, right? I mean, they don't get to pick who they play. It's just a matter of how good they look when they do it, and they looked pretty good with doing it. The question kind of is for me, you know, I don't think that Iowa or Auburn is a tough matchup for them in that 8-9 game. Miami and Drake, I think, is a pretty fascinating, you know, 5-12, but I don't think either one of those teams stacks up very well against Houston. I think Houston's draw in that Midwest region is really, really good, and I know you're sitting on a Houston future. Yeah. I think you said 22-1. I'd be pretty surprised, honestly, if they didn't make it to the Final Four with the region that they have.
One game that just popped up. So we have the big graphic behind us, and as Derek Stevens sits here, owner and CEO of Circa Sports, we'll just keep saying the lines as they come out. Marquette opens as an 11. It looked like might have opened even shorter. Maybe has been bet up. Is an 11-point favorite now against Vermont. A Vermont team that's been there, done that, Derek. So looks like Marquette down there, and early action seems to be coming in as I look over again, to 11.5.
Yeah, yeah. We opened it at 10.
Okay.
And we went to 11 about a minute ago, and just as you started talking here about 10 seconds ago, it just went to the 11.5. So it's been all Marquette since the number's been posted.
So early action on Marquette here at Circa Sports up to 11.5. And it's fun to kind of just keep an eye on what's going on over there.
Hey, Tim, I got a real interesting one.
Let's
here.
Let's do it.
On Tennessee, we opened at 9. It immediately went to a 10 to a 10.5. At South Point, it opened at a 13, and it immediately went down to an 11. Think about that. There's so much pressure on these bookmakers to put these numbers out, but you have a respected book at South Point posts a 13, and Circa posts a 9. And quickly, the market is converging around that 10.5, 11 number.
I'm going to say this. 13 is way too high.
So, DraftKings was 14 at open.
That's ridiculous.
Tennessee is the
number's got to be somewhere around, I would say, 11.
So Tennessee is the 4-13 matchup in the East region. So, Derek, you guys opened 9, you said, and South Point opened 13, and now here we are, and somewhere meeting in the middle where you guys looks like you're at 10.5. I think South Point might be at 11.
Right.
Once again, you guys only have a handful of games posted, and we'll kind of run through it. Any other early action. It looks like
San Diego State. We opened a 3, went to 3.5. Now it's at a 4. It's been all San Diego State money early on.
Another one that looks like, at least over my shoulder, West Virginia. I want to say you guys opened to 2. That's the 8-9 matchup in the South region. The winner gets Alabama, and it looks like maybe a couple early dollars coming in on the Terps.
Yep, you nailed it right there. That's what happened. A little bit on Maryland.
So let me just get the perspective of this real quickly, Derek. How are your guys back there? So you make the numbers, you put them out, and now you've got to be reactionary to, okay, who's betting? Just kind of take us through the process right now, how this is all unfolding.
Yeah, Matt's back there directing the symphony here, but he's a very aggressive guy when it comes to trying to get to a number. So he wants to take bets, and they're going to move, and there's a decent chance we're going to overreact. So there could be a move you're going to see here today. We post a number at a 7 and may go to a 10 real quick, but it might you know, come back towards an 8 by the time it goes. So Matt's not worried about overreacting. He's going to make moves, and he's going to make them quick.
All right, once again, we're breaking down the bracket as the numbers come out. So while maybe the most interesting move so far, Tennessee opening 9 as a 9-point favorite against Louisiana Lafayette here at Circa. South Point opening at 13, and now those numbers have kind of converged a little bit in the middle, Matt.
Yeah, I double-checked here. I've got Tennessee 10 over Louisiana.
Okay.
That's what I had. And, you know, the guys here at Circa are really sharp. Talking about Richie Bacciolari, Nick Bogdanovich, Matt Metcalf. You're not going to find a sharper group of odds makers than you have right here.
Adam, just a couple thoughts here on some of the moves that we've seen so far. San Diego State opening 3 here, early money coming in on the Aztecs. You and I initially kind of liked the Aztecs here. We saw some other shops open around 5 on that game.
Yeah, and I think like to Derek's point, I mean, you know, you're going to have a difference of opinion in terms of openers. Everyone wants to get to the correct number, or at least what appears to be the correct number, as quickly as possible. And the bettors will kind of help you out with that. They will shape the market. They will tell you where to go. So I think it is interesting that, you know, we're talking about games that maybe had a difference of 3, 4, 5 points, as Derek mentioned, and we're seeing that convergence. And I think that makes sense. That's how you get, you know, a really efficient market at this time of the year. But as far as that game specifically, I mentioned, I think San Diego State is underseeded as a 5. I mean, they were a top 15, top 10 team according to most ranking sites throughout the year.
They should be a 4.
I think they should be a 4, yeah. I told the first thing I told Tim was I think they should be on the line that Virginia's on.
Virginia taking on Furman in that same little bracket. Derek, before we let you run, Derek Stevens, Thursday, this will be what, March Madness number 3 for you here at Circus at this Circus Sportsbook?
Over here at this book, yeah.
And what as we hit a break here, how has March Madness just grown in Vegas?
It's just unbelievable. I mean, this place is going to be buzzing. From Stadium Swim to the sports book here, I think pretty much everything's sold out. People are flying into town, so we're excited. We're ready to go. And effectively, really, it starts Wednesday now. This Wednesday night game is going to be a monster.
That's Derek Stevens. Appreciate him breaking down those early line moves of March Madness. The bracket is set. We're breaking it all down for you right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The bracket is here. 68 teams. Probably not all of them believe they can win a national championship, but, you know, they'd like to hope and dream that maybe they could win a game or two. Matt Eumanns is here. Adam Burke is here as well. Thanks to Derek Stevens for joining us and giving some instant reaction to some of the early line moves that they had here at Circa Sports. And now we head to another sports book headed up by our good friend Johnny Avello. Johnny, always appreciate you breaking it down for us live from, I believe, the floor of it all there at the DraftKings Sportsbook. So, Johnny, how has the action been for you guys? And, you know, looking around when this bracket was started to be unveiled at around 6:05 Eastern time, how quickly did you guys want to try to get out your numbers?
Immediately, Timmy. You know, as soon as the matchup was announced, within 15 seconds or so, we had to we had the line up, and the action's been robust since. So there are some games that have moved quite a few points. Some haven't moved at all. Some future action taking place. We had the totals up. They've been moving. So I'm listening to the guys behind me. Just they're calling out, you know, the bets and the moves. I just heard Colgate under 149 for five dimes. So, you know, the money keeps coming in.
Johnny, what sort of betting limits you have here on the openers? If Tim Murray wants to fire 25K on a game, you'll take 25, or you take 50? What are you taking here?
Bring it on, TM. Bring it on.
He's like, wait, Tim wants to fire a million. You can do whatever you want there. Johnny, you mentioned some total moves, and you mentioned just now Colgate, who is that's the 15 seed in the Midwest region against Texas. So some early money or five dimes, as you mentioned, to the under there. What are some of those totals? I know you mentioned to us just off the air that you've moved a handful of these games on the totals.
Yeah, a lot of under bets I'm seeing so far. Xavier, Kennesaw State, 156.5 was the opener. That's down to 155.5. Furman, Virginia, 133.5, down to 131.5. That one took a couple of pops. So we're seeing a lot of more unders than overs right now.
Johnny, we're looking both macro and micro here on the show, looking at the overall draw for these teams and also the individual games. You mentioned there's been some futures action so far. So what are the draws that the bettors like to this point?
You know, couple of things that surprised me here was the Marquette's playing Vermont. We opened the game 13.5 and we're down to 12. They took 13.5 and they took 13. But in the futures, they bet Marquette 25-1 for 15,000. And they were, you know, so we dropped it to 22-1. Now, obviously, there's not a correlation there because Marquette can win the game by anything up to 13 points and still be live. But it's just interesting how, you know, some of these games are betting, some of how the futures are being bet also against that team. Duke was 130-1. I remember that was one of the first futures that came in early, maybe about 20 minutes, 25 minutes ago, 30-1 for 3K. And then Baylor. Baylor, 22-1 for that one was for 20K. So taking a lot of money right now in the future bets. I think people are sizing up the brackets and seeing the teams they think could make it through and seeing if the value is there as far as a future bet's concerned.
Johnny, can you talk about some of the games that have moved? You opened these sides, and I've noticed some movement here on the Tennessee game and on the UConn game, just two of them that I've noticed. How about from your end, how many games have moved so far, a point, 2 points?
Yeah, quite a bit. Arizona-Nevada, the play-in game, we opened that a pick first pop was on Arizona State. They're now the favorite. Tennessee game, that's the one with the biggest movement of all. These bets are coming in at, you know, 5K apiece. We opened 14. We're all the way down to 10, moving a half a point along the way. The last move was from 11 to 10. UCLA against UNC Asheville. That game has the two-way action on it. I'm seeing that game opened 19.5. First bet was on UCLA, then the next couple of bets were on Asheville. Duke's a pretty good mover, 5.5 up to 7. They love Duke, I guess, in this tournament. They like the streak they're on. I mentioned Marquette from 13.5 down to 12. The Zags against Grand Canyon, 16 was the opener, down to 14.5. And another game, A&M Corpus Christi, 5 down to 4. Against Southeast Missouri State. That's a handful. There's a lot more, too. San Diego State opened 6.5. They're down to 4.5 against Charleston.
We're talking to Johnny Avello, sportsbook director at DraftKings, as he's sitting there on the floor, and they are moving in live time when it comes to these games. Johnny, you mentioned that Duke-Oral Roberts game. You know, Duke is red hot right now. They won the ACC tournament. So what has been, and you mentioned it, what has been the move so far with this Duke-Oral Roberts game? Where did you start? Where are you now? And also, what is your future situation with the Blue Devils as, you know, one of the more popular teams in the country, and they're getting hot, it seems like, at the right time?
Yeah, that seemed like the first bet that came in as we were opening up the numbers, the Duke, the 5K on Duke, minus 5.5, up to 6. They bet it again at 6, 6.5, and now up to 7. So it looks like it's going to be quite a bit of Duke action here. We'll see if Oral Roberts does grab some money closer to game time. As far as the futures on Duke, they are a small loser for us. Houston certainly is also. I mean, Houston, remember we took that $1 million bet from Mattress Mac at 9-1. So we haven't gotten off of that, but there's certainly been a lot of money in the pool. UCLA is another one they've been betting over the last 2 or 3 weeks. And UConn, UConn's not a loser for us, but UConn's been taking a steady flow of action lately.
Johnny, can you give us a look behind the scenes there at DraftKings and describe how you make these numbers? I know it's South Point, it's Chris Andrews, Vinny Maiulo, Jimmy Vaccaro. They huddle up and post their openers here at Circa. You got Matt Metcalf, Richie Bacciolari, and Nick Bogdanovich. Who do you have with you at DraftKings? How many guys are involved in this opening odds-making process?
There's actually about five or six core guys that are involved. You know, and so that is our college basketball team. So the guys are, they were here, they were ready, had a good idea of what some of these matchups could be, knew who, you know, the number one seeds were going to be, and were ready to put them up as soon as they were announced. So our team's a little bigger than those guys, but then again, you know, we got a lot more, we handle a lot more different options also. So, team did a great job getting them up. Now the totals are, I think we have all the totals up. All the money lines are up. Talk about one money line, Matt, that took a little action was A&M against Penn State. The line opened up 3.5. Absolutely no movement on the line at all. But there were about three limit pops coming in on A&M on the money line. Opened up 65. I think we're up to 70 or 75 now.
You know, you put these numbers up so fast at DraftKings, Johnny. Do you have time as a group back there to have disagreements, to hash it out, to get to the right number? Do you just put the number up so quickly that you don't really have time to talk it out on these games back there?
No, there's time for there's a very short window for a disagreement, but it's there. You know, could say, you know, like this team 1.5. No, but we'd like it 2, or model says 2. So, you know, 2. So it's 5 or 10 seconds of disagreement time at the most.
Johnny, you mentioned some of the futures action that's come in here now that we know the draw. Were you guys exposed to any teams heading into Selection Sunday that you were worried about from a futures standpoint?
Well, I mentioned that Houston team, and that bet took place a couple of months ago. So that's one certainly we haven't been able to get off of. And, you know, the nice part about futures is that they stay open throughout the tournament. They've been open since for almost a year now. And there's going to be plenty more money that's going to come in this pot. So the futures we never took down as we were putting up the numbers. We kept them up and people were dabbling on them. And when they saw a matchup that they thought that was favorable in a particular region, then, you know, they went and headhunted some of those teams. So, yeah, the futures are still, as we speak right now, the money's still pouring in on them.
Johnny, do you anticipate the I know you take sharp and public action. Do you anticipate more action on the dogs? They're seated like 12th and 13th because that's become the trend in recent years. People love to look for those upsets in that 12, 13 range.
Yeah, you know, I think that's more of an unsophisticated bet, Matty. You know, that's the way that – because there's so much dialogue about that each and every year. That's not the way the sharps bet. I mean, the sharps look for, you know, they look for a betting line that's favorable to them. They don't care if it's a, you know, they don't care if it's a 5-12 or it's a 3-14. They're just looking for a certain line that they think is where the value stands.
He is Johnny Avello, busy man there on the floor, getting all the lines and the latest action. Johnny, we appreciate it. Get back to work. It's certainly a busy time.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
There he is, Johnny Avello, sportsbook director at DraftKings.
He makes a great point there because a lot of times when the bracket comes out, you know, the fans, public, you look at it and you're trying to pick the upsets.
Mm-hmm.
The sharp bettors are just looking for the numbers that are off by a couple points.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And we've heard about some of those numbers that have been off and how the market has moved. Some of the bigger movers they've seen at DraftKings compared to what we heard from Derek Stevens just a moment ago. More to break down the entire bracket. Adam Burke, Matt Neumanns, myself, Tim Murray. Stick around. It is Betting the Bracket here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Betting the Bracket on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today and get everything you need to bet the madness this year for only $19. Whether you're filling out a bracket or betting against a spread, our team is here to get you ready for every game and every round of the tournament. Only VSiN Pro subscribers get unlimited access to our daily best bets, tools like our exclusive betting splits, plus our Big Dan's Bracket and Betting Guides. This guide features in-depth breakdowns of all 68 teams, Cinderella selections, bracket predictions, and picks on every tournament game from VSiN experts like Brent Musburger and Matt Eumanns. He'll be in there. Sign up today to get the betting guide plus full access to VSiN through the end of the tournament. Only $19. Head on over to VSiN.com/subscribe. Matt Eumanns, Adam Burke, myself, Tim Murray, here in studio at the Circus Sportsbook, breaking down the bracket as the numbers are trickling out. DraftKings has put out numbers for every game. It looks like Circa is getting them out as well. South Point, and looks like Caesars is now putting up their numbers here in Las Vegas. So the numbers are starting to trickle out. So, gentlemen, let's try to go in order here, and we'll start with the play-in games, which will start on Tuesday evening, and it looks like it'll be Texas A&M Corpus Christi taking on Southeast Missouri State. So Texas A&M Corpus Christi, the victors of the Southland Conference, the 16 seed, the Islanders 23-10, taking on Southeast Missouri State 19-16. Taking a look at the numbers right now on this game, looks like circa Texas A&M Corpus Christi laying 4, and at DraftKings, or excuse me, at South Point, it is 3. So a little bit of a difference there. Adam, anything on the old 16v16 showdown?
Well, I figure you asked me about it because those are the games that I kind of tend to write up. That's over at VSiN.com, the Daily Best Bets article. One thing I think is pretty interesting here is that Southeast Missouri State, I mean, they had to win 4 games in 4 days to win that OVC. And the OVC was awful this year. I mean, they lost Belmont, lost Murray State. That conference has lost some pretty decent teams over the years. But, you know, they haven't played since March 4th. So they're going to have a 10-day layoff by the time they actually play. That's something I think is kind of interesting. You talk about, you know, rest versus rust and all those kinds of things in these early games where some of these conference tournament champs haven't played in a week and a half, 2 weeks, stuff like that. So that's something I'd worry about a little bit with Southeast Missouri State.
Let's say this, too, about the Islanders out of the Southland. That's not a very good conference either.
No.
And Corpus Christi, one of my lowest-rated teams in this tournament. I thought these teams are going to be bad 16s. I've got a one-and-a-half-point difference in these teams. I've got Corpus Christi 1.5 points better. They're 13-1 in the last 14 games. Second straight NCAA appearance, lost to Texas Southern 76-67 in last year's first four. I think this number is still a little bit too high here. And also you got to double check because Corpus Christi had a significant injury in the championship game of its conference tournament. A key player went down, and I'm not sure of his status for the tournament. That's something I was going to research tonight, but I've got 1.5 as the number on these teams.
Winner of this game plays Alabama. That is in the South region.
In Birmingham.
In Birmingham, Alabama. That is the site.
For reference point, Tim, I've got Alabama 24 points better than Southeast Missouri.
The other game on Tuesday night looks like it'll be Mississippi State against Pittsburgh. There are some rumors out there that Mississippi's head coach, Chris Jans, in his first year might be headed to Wichita State with that job now open. The Bulldogs at circa are a 1.5-point favorite over Pittsburgh. This is the, looks like, the nightcap on Tuesday night. Matt, I'll start with you in Dayton. Some twos out there, and I do see South Point actually has a 1. So anywhere between Mississippi State 1 to Mississippi State minus 2.
Okay, I was looking at the Texas Southern game. We're moving ahead to Wednesday.
We were going to go. I think this is the nightcap
this is
on
the
Tuesday.
Night game on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll roll
so
with
these
you
are
first.
Wrong on the odd screen. Is that right?
Yeah.
Because, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ESPN bracket has the Corpus Christi game first on Tuesday and then Mississippi State and Pitt. And this is a fascinating game, I think. Even though, you know, these were two of the final four teams that made it in, these are two teams that have very, very contrasting styles. Mississippi State plays a slow, ugly brand of basketball. They're a very, very good defensive team. They're top 10, according to Bart Torvik, in adjusted defensive efficiency. They're bad on offense. If not for a good offensive rebounding percentage, they'd be even worse. Pitt, on the other hand, is a very bad defensive team, but a quality offensive team. The thing that worries me for Pitt, they are very reliant on the three. They don't get to the rim a lot. Over 44% of their shots are three-point attempts, and they're playing here in this play-in game in Dayton Arena. So I kind of lean a little bit towards Mississippi State in this game. I'll trust the defense, but I don't know if I'll have a strong opinion one way or the other in this game.
Yeah, I won't have a strong opinion here. I could actually make a case for Pitt being a one-point favorite in this one. And also the Dayton location is a little bit better for Pitt as far as fans traveling there. But Pitt picked up a big win early in the season at Northwestern. I think that's probably why the Panthers snuck into this tournament.
Lost 4 out of 6 down the stretch. Yeah. 4 out of 7, I beg your pardon. 2 of their wins came against Georgia Tech, which is not something you want to hold
your hat on. Real quick, I want to make sure we mention this. Tuesday, this is on True TV, so make sure on Monday you figure out what channel True TV actually is, because, you know, unless you watch all the Impractical Jokers reruns, you don't know what channel it's on.
All right, Texas Southern and Fairleigh Dickinson, that's your 16 versus 16 showdown. Winner will take on Purdue on Friday. So Wednesday night, the early one, Texas Southern, who won the SWAC. Johnny Jones, their head coach, as they rattled off three wins in 3 days and finished up 14-20. They take on the winner of the NEC, Fairleigh Dickinson, who actually didn't win their conference. Whatever. Merrimack won the conference. Dumbest rule ever. Doesn't matter. They're not playing right now. Fairleigh Dickinson, just to point out, 312th. Yeah. In KenPom, ladies and gentlemen, likely the worst team in the field.
I've got the worst team in the field.
There you go. Yeah. So Texas Southern is a 3.5-point favorite in this one. Actually, it's been bet down. I see some twos now. So it looks like early action on the Knights from good old New Jersey.
Like you said, KenPom 312, 361 out of 363 in defensive efficiency. And also Texas Southern, better than its record indicates, plays a tough non-conference schedule. Won in the first four last year, like I mentioned, over Corpus Christi by 9. I've got Texas Southern 5 points better here. So I might play that one.
Mm. Yeah, I don't really have an argument with what Matt said. And I think that Texas Southern is an example of a team that was really, really talented relative to its peers, getting it right in the conference tournament. And that sometimes happens in these small leagues where teams – you know, a lot of these teams just aren't deep. So if they have injuries and stuff like that during the regular season, they can't overcome them. Then maybe that was just the case with Texas Southern here. And also, as you mentioned, I mean, Fairleigh Dickinson, they had 25 dunks total this season. They do not get to the rim all that effectively. They're kind of a mid-range jump shot team. I don't like teams like that. I think Texas Southern's probably a good play in that play-in game on Wednesday.
All right, the winner of that one goes to play Purdue. The winner of this game will take on TCU in the 6-11 showdown in the West region. That would be Arizona State against Nevada. Arizona State, a 1.5-point favorite, 1 here at Circa, 1.5 at DraftKings and South Point. I'll be honest, guys, a bit surprised to see the Wolfpack in this field of 68, and we'll see if Steve Alford's squad coming off of 3 consecutive losses to close out the season to Wyoming, UNLV, and San Jose State, yet they still find their way into the field of 68. They are a slight dog against Arizona State, Bobby Hurley's squad in Dayton.
Stunning to me that Nevada's in this field. You can lose the last 3 games to the 3 teams you just mentioned who are not in the tournament and slip in here. I know the net ranking's high for Nevada, the KenPom metrics are positive for Nevada, and I like this Wolfpack team, but you can't finish the season that way. You were a big favorite in those final 3 games. If you just win 1, you're in the bracket. They lost all 3. And I'm really disappointed that Rutgers was left out of this field. I think that's a crime that Rutgers has been left out. Anyway, I lean Arizona State here. I've got Arizona State, I've got it between 1.5-2. Arizona State 2 points better. Interesting matchup. Bobby Hurley complains to the officials every trip down the floor. Steve Alford, the opposing coach for Nevada, I think did a hell of a job before the final 3 games.
Long trip to Dayton, and I believe the winner of this game then plays in Denver on Friday.
Yep.
So that's a difficult little situational spot for whoever wins this game. I'm sure it'll be built into the number, kind of built into the handicap.
By the way, Adam, the Sun Devils have been here before, right? They played in the first 4 before.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that helps,
too. Yeah, I do, too.
You know, I mean, it's in the same venue every year. You know, you kind of get a little bit of familiarity with that. Yeah, I think – and Arizona State's probably just a better team overall.
I would agree. I would look at Arizona State.
By the way, Arizona State has 2 players that transferred from Nevada this season.
See? Oh, look at that.
All sorts of storylines in that game. I like Arizona State there, I think.
All right. There are your play-in games, the first 4 that'll take place on Tuesday and Wednesday. Alabama, the 1 seed in the South region. Purdue, the 1 seed in the East region. Houston, the 1 in the Midwest. And the 1 in the West region, Kansas. Are they the best team in that region? Maybe. Maybe not. That's Adam Burke, Matt Humans. I'm Tim Murray. It is Betting the Bracket, 1 hour in the books. Come on back for more analysis right here on VSiN.
At
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.